Lawmakers are considering legislation to give school boards more autonomy to raise tax rates after another series of failed referendums statewide. But it's unclear whether Governor John Carney is ready to back such a move. State Representative Earl Jake's bill would allow districts to raise taxes to fund operations, but an increase cannot exceed 2% of the current rate or the Consumer Price Index, whichever is higher. An amendment would also allow school boards to approve a one-time rate increase so the district has money at the end of the fiscal year. The measure would take effect in fiscal year 2021. Governor Carney says he is sympathetic to school districts' funding concerns, but is not sure the legislation solves the problem.
You really have to look at what is at play when those referendums fail, whether or not it's an appropriate public response to lack of performance or whether it's just people that don't want to pay more in taxes.
The Christina School District operating budget referendum failed this week, resulting in more than 60 fewer teachers next year. Voters rejected Indian River School District's two capital referendum attempts this year, and Woodbridge's referendum for operational expenses was shut down in March. But last month's Capital School District's capital improvement referendum was approved. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.